say your name one more time.
Mabel Smith.
Where were you born?
Here, Oneida.
And if you don't mind my asking, what year were you born?
1907.
Do you do?
Well, this is all I do.
How long have you been quilting?
Since I was 30, I think.
Who taught you? What made you learn?
Well, the ladies at that time just told me to go ahead and sew on the quilt. That's how I started.
Somebody who had wanted you to make one?
Well, they were sewing on a quilt like this, and they told me to sew on it, so I told them I didn't know how. Go ahead and start sewing. So that's how I got started.
Okay. That's okay. That happens. Just hearing the voice there. Tell us again what you do with the quilts that you make.
We sell them. Money is used for the church, our church. We raise money to keep the church going.
And have you ever raffled any of them off, or do you just generally just sell them?
We just sell them. We don't raffle.
What does your family and the community here on the reserve think about your work?
About me doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they. They don't mind it. They let me do as I like.
Nobody tells you what to
do. No.
Going through school, were you taught sewing and things like that
No, that all we did was just history and spelling and
reading
and
all the usual things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to school here on the reserve?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, you didn't have to go to a residential school then.
No, I didn't.
Do you have any special reasons for choosing colors or designs or?
For a quilt?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they start it, they usually pick the colors that would match, you know, with the others. And we have a lady that does all this. She puts all this together for us. That's all we do is sew on it.
You just do the quilting. Uh-huh. So she stitches the pieces together, mm-hmm, on the sewing machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's some that makes these and they donate it to us. And we sew on it.
Mm-hmm. How many pieces would you need for a quilt, like how many pieces, let's say, for a single quilt, how many squares would you need?
Well, it depends how big the squares are.
Mm-hmm.
And
about how many?
Well, there's 6.
Like 5, looks
by five. Mm-hmm. 30, around 30.
And for a bigger tote, it would probably be
More.
Maybe double that.
Mm.
Do you ever do the squares or blocks separately and then bring them together, or do you usually do them all together? I know my mother is a quilter, and she sometimes will start and work on just a small section of it, but you always do the whole thing?
Mm. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
What material, I know we know what material it is, but we have to ask you what material it is you use. What type of material? Is there a special kind of material?
No, any kind we can get a hold of. Any kind of goods we can get a hold of.
And what do you put in?
Mostly polyester and cotton. Once in a while we make a wool quilt like.
And when you wash it, wouldn't it shrink?
Yeah, it'll shrink. The wool ones. You have to be very careful not to.
See, I don't know material too well, so I was thinking that maybe there's a certain type of material that you would normally just use for the quilting.
Mm-hmm. I know I bought a quilt that had tulle in it. And of course, we have to take it to the laundromat, and all those woolen things shrunk.
And with mine, they spread apart. What else do you put in? Like, what do you put in between your material, the top and bottom
layer? Polyester. Cotton.
Mm-hmm. I thought that we had a heavy material
at one time.
It was
like
a, I guess it's a bat, more of a bat than this.
Yeah,
it's fluffier or something. I remember my grandmother had a different type that she would.
Yes, well, they used to have cotton queen, but we found that it was harder to sew than this. Mm-hmm. So we like this stuff here.
Is that batten really expensive? Like, can you buy one big sheet, or do you have to buy separate little sheets?
Yeah, it's a whole sheet, like one bundle. Well, it's easier to sew, but I guess it's not too expensive.
How many hours do you figure it would take you to finish a quilt like this?
I don't know.
Like, if you started on Monday, when would you finish the quilt? By 2 weeks from that Monday?
Well, we only sew once a week. Mm-hmm. On Mondays.
Five of us. Today there's only three. Depends. Mm-hmm. They couldn't come today.
They couldn't meet by myself. But that's steady.
Yes, maybe every day at midnight.
I was just told not to work after midnight.
Do you see many young people learning quilting?
Oh, there's some that wants to learn, but they don't seem to. They don't have time to get at it.
My daughter needs quilt. She's busy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it has to do with how busy the younger
yes,
people are?
Mm-hmm. Busy with children, a lot of them.
Especially not this week. Children,
so. I know, like when I was growing up, what my grandmother used to do was saying, OK, you're going to be in the room with us, you're going to have to get a little needle, and she would make a sew a little bit on the quilt.
Mm.
And like after a while, you, I'm like, well, no, you wanted to be in here, you're going to finish the whole day with me. So after that, we just sort of watch her through the window and watch how she did it. She didn't want to be inside all day. And I think that was one way of saying, okay, kids, you can be outside, and I'm going to be in here quilting, you know.
Do you think there's any benefit for the younger people to be learning the quilting, to themselves or to the community?
I think so.
What do you think they get out of it?
Well, they'll have things. Then if they could make their own nice quilts, they'd have that.
They can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a voice to say that. That's what I want her to say.
Are there times of the year when you're not working on the quilts? So do you do it at certain times of the year more than others? Or?
Well, in the winter when it's hard to get around, we don't come out. But when the roads are good, we come out. And so,
Mabel, what do you remember about any craft work that was done when you were a girl? What kinds of things do you remember being done in the community?
There were some people that used to do beadwork. Not everybody, no. But there were some. They'd make moccasins and bead it. And that's baskets. Yeah, they were more making baskets a long time ago. That's how they made their money and their living, most of them.
Is there a certain type of frame that you make for your quilting?
Yes.
Did you have to make this one?
Well, they have to make it, like, I don't know who made these.
Well, the frame that I began to make, but it's these stands that you need to make. What did these stands before? Chairs?
Chairs.
The backs of chairs.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we had hooks on the ceiling and have it hanging.
Do you ever display your work? Like, do you ever take your work and display it at shows or fairs? Or do you ever go to the Indian Center and...
No, not us. There's a few that makes quilts at shows. But we don't, because we sort of work for the church, and we don't show anything like that.
Do you have any more questions, Carol?
Well, there was a few things that I was trying to remember that I was asking Bernice about, and then I got it late. Now I forgot. I think I'm getting older than my mom. She can remember more than I can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We just sew as far as we can reach.
Yeah.
We can roll it, so We start from the 18th.
We sew as far as we can, and then we roll that.
Uh-huh. What about the other side? Do you bring it down?
Same
too?
Thing. Mm-hmm. We usually meet in the middle, like finish up in the middle.
Does that have a significance, why you finish up in the middle?
Oh, I don't know, no. I don't think so. Just
does it come together?
Yeah.
You're a philosopher, Carolyn.
Oh, yeah. Where I get that from, it isn't from my family. I learned it from someone.
How about your time together when you're quilting? Have all of you been friends for a long time, or?
Oh yeah, that's the reason we like to just keep on coming together on Mondays. Mm-hmm. Because we can, you know, talk.
We get along together and
never have any trouble.
We've been sewing together for years.
It's just something we're used to doing. When we don't do it, we're all lost at home.
Uh-huh.
Thinking we should be out together sewing our quilts. We're just used to doing it. And the young ones aren't used to doing it, and they don't seem to want to. You know, they're not interested.
Can I say the full name?
I'm Bernice Christian.
Tell me again what you get out of coming together with the other women.
Oh, well, I enjoy these get-togethers because I'm just used to it. We meet every week, and it's a time to socialize with the other ladies and to visit mainly, and still we're doing a job, too. And I think we all enjoy doing this work because it's something we've been doing for so many years. And besides, we think we're helping the church by doing this. This is the way we help raise money to support the church.
And what about the younger people?
Oh, the younger people, I don't know. We just can't seem to get them interested in coming out. They just say, well, we're not into quilts. And yet they like to see the quilts when they're finished. But we can't get them to come and work on them.
Bernice, do you do quilting? Do you do other crafts other than quilting as well?
You mean myself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I do a little bit of knitting and a little bit of crocheting, but just for myself. Do little things. I don't do it to make money or to show or anything like that. Yes.
Is there certain way of sewing your quilt together? Do you have certain stitches for different types of quilts, or why is there on a lot of quilts they have wool pieces sticking up? Why is that?
Oh yeah, there is different ways to do it, like that baby quilt you got. Part of it is sewn and part of it is tied with a yarn. You can put it together that way. You can do a whole quilt that way if you want to. It's just a different ways of doing it.
What do you find easier, tying? Or
tying is much easier.
Then you can tie
off this. It's just that when you stitch it, it looks, you know, neater and probably holds together better. And then it's up to you the way you want to, the pattern you make for stitching. Like this, see, we're just following the pattern of the blocks. Mm-hmm. Usually you can do anything, make fans or flowers or diamonds or whatever.
Do you, like, when you first learned how to quilt, did you know your stitches the way they have to be put on the blanket? Like, was there, like, who taught you to do this?
Oh, I probably was my mother too, because she was a sewer too. And that's how I learned, was with these ladies when I was young. I was interested in it because my mother was. But my own girls aren't, even though I am.
Well, maybe they watched you and see you do this, that eventually, as they get older, it'll come back to them and they'll be doing it. It takes time. I used to see my grandmother do beadwork, and it wasn't until maybe 11 years ago that I actually really started doing beadwork. And now I'm right into it. I'm even teaching my mother how to do it. And by right, she should have learned a long time ago.
Yeah.
But now she's doing really well. So maybe the same thing will happen.
Well, maybe. Sometimes we worry about it too. What's going to happen when we get too old? So maybe I'm going to go on with it. We don't have quilts piled up. We seem to sell them as we make them.
Is that one of the ways you can tell you're a good quilter?
Yeah, it is.
I find that in a lot of people's work, whether it's quilting or beading, that some of the colors that people use in their pattern, not just this one, but maybe in a different one where each color has a meaning. Do you ever?
Oh, no, no, we're not into that, no. We just, whatever comes into our, however Our Lady puts it together, that's what we do.
So it's just like the basic white that you sew with, like you don't sew with, like if you have a red piece, you wouldn't.
Oh, colored thread, yeah, sometimes we do. Now we're going to do an orange quilt next time, and I got some orange thread there ready. I'm going to use orange thread. It's going to be a quilt with leaves on it.
Do you need to have a lot of patience with this?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's such... Well, you have to really think about it, too. You can't just jump in and do it. It's like everything else. You can't just jump in and do something. You have to think about it. How you're going to do it.
Is it very hard to master quilting?
No, it isn't. It really isn't. But you just have to do it, though. Same thing, a lot of them think they can just jump right in, and there were some ladies that visited us and they wanted to sew, so we let them, but we had to take all their sewing out when they left.
And I was going to ask you if I could sew.
Well, you can.
That's it. She's a quilter, and she just makes so many quilts, and she sat down to teach my daughter and me, and she got so mad at the two of us. She said, the little girl, she can do better than you can. What's the matter? I did quilt in Toronto at one time, but the way they taught us was down, right straight down, back to down, back. Rather than the way you're doing it, you're going like this and pushing it.
And you just done it one stitch at a time. Oh, I couldn't do that.
That's how they were teaching us. I forget where the woman was from. I think it was from Perry Island or Perry Sound, somewhere like that.
I don't know how you could get it straight that way.
I did it.
I wonder all if it I did was the batting paper?
And all I did was I went like this. That every time I push up, I know about if I felt the needle, not really hardly, but like just the tip of the needle, then I knew where to pull it up. But then, like doing beadwork too, that's a fine work, and a lot of times your stitches are like the same, almost the same basic same stitch. So then you almost get to know whereabouts you're putting it after all.
Yeah.
Well, I find that. I don't know.
Well, if that's the way you learned, I guess it would be easier, but I don't think I could do it that way. I wouldn't get it straight. Some ladies sew without a thimble.
I can't sew with a thimble.
Oh.
I tried that with that, and I have to just throw it out. My hands sometimes, they just get raw from the needle.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bother me because it's hard there now because I've been beating so long.
Oh, yeah.
You know,